All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I'm Scott from Koenig. That's Nick from Koenig. And you have seen us here before.
So, or maybe you haven't. If you haven't, welcome.
Nice to see you. Let's see. A little recap here before we get into it. First thing is, if you are not privy to the Wheel Giveaway contest going on, Wheel Giveaway is going on right now. You need to go check it out. Look at our last week's podcast. Mm-hmm. It has all the information about it. Don't miss out. Everybody asks us when we're going to have a Wheel Giveaway. We're doing one right now.
Yep.
It's not that complicated. It does require a little bit of legwork, but it's not hard. So go to the last podcast that we did last week. Make sure you look at the video. It's labeled giveaway. So go watch it.
It'll be pretty easy to figure out what it is.
Yeah, it will tell you all the things about the giveaway. All the rules and even some hints and some of the questions are in that podcast. So watch it. Sign up. Get yourself entered to possibly win a set of wheels. I'll tell you that we've gotten a lot of people that are commenting that they're going to do it. We have it open till July 17th at that evening.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, there are not that many people that completed the form yet. So that means you're really you're going to have a great chance at winning a set of wheels.
Right.
You need to go watch last week's podcast and do it. Spend a few minutes. It's worth a set of wheels.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 9 days?
Yeah. So go make it happen. Let's see. Let's get right into today's podcast. I don't think we have. So today we're going to talk. We're just BSing. And we're going to be talking about some of our favorite car movies. See, it's a light, easy topic. So do me a favor. Before we get into this, make sure you like and subscribe down below. And as well, put in your favorite movies.
Right.
Into the comments.
Let us know what your favorite automotive or favorite car movies in general. What are we classifying that as? Like, just
what do you mean?
It's like specifically race theme. Is it like
We're just having a fun topic. I don't know that we need to put a label on it. But I would say it's got to be fairly automotive. Like, if there's a car in it and then it drives away, I would say that's probably not a car movie.
What about something like, I don't know, the main actor's car? I don't know. Never mind.
Okay. So why don't we start? You want to go back and forth a little bit?
We could go back and forth. Mine are going to be fairly simple.
Okay.
All
right. So, I mean, there's no wrong answer because it's your favorite movies.
All right. So, well, mine are going to be fairly simple because there aren't that many car movies that I've actually seen. Car-related movies that I've actually seen, which is, I get this all the time. Just movies in general. People are like, didn't you go to film school? Like, how do you not watch films? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen it. But anyways, car-related movies, I've seen every single Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Some of them are the greatest, in my opinion.
So which ones specifically?
Specifically, my favorite, and ironically, it's like the first one I ever watched. I would have to go with 4. That's when they kind of like started rebooting it. It's the one after Tokyo Drift.
Okay. I don't remember which one that was.
The one where they go to like Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And they cross the border.
That's
and Letty dies.
Braga.
Braga.
All right. Okay.
That one, I would say is my favorite out of all of them because that's the one that actually kind of introduced me to all the other ones.
Okay.
Because I had never seen one before that. And I remember I was like 13 years old. I saw it in the movie theater for the first time. Yeah, I know. I'm young.
Right.
I'm young.
Okay.
You probably saw the first one
in
theaters.
In high school. I drove there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had to ride my skateboard to go see
college.
The fourth one.
I think it was in college. But yeah,
I rode my skateboard to go see the fourth one.
Yeah. Do you know what it was like leaving the first Fast and the Furious? First off, remember, there was no connotation to what the movie was like. So, you know, we all have at that point. I mean, remember what 2000, car year looked like for import tuning, right?
Well, you mean them, not me, because I don't remember.
Right, he doesn't remember. But it was like, so let me paint a picture for you. It was clear taillights and a lot of APC parts and a lot of fiberglass and a lot of audio and a lot of decals and et cetera, right? And there were exceptions to the rule. There was the people that actually had some cars that were pretty quick and started to play with turbos a little bit on their own for street use and stuff like that. But for the most part, if you went to the movie theater that night and you parked into the parking lot, you were looking at a lot of those cars. And so I remember when I pulled in, and I had the same thing, so I'm not knocking.
What were you driving?
So at the time, I had a 92 Camry. At the time, I had a 92 Camry that had...
You figured this is 99, so it's had only a 7-year-old car.
I put a spoiler on the back. You know, nice. The car was de-badged. It was lowered.
Nice.
I had some, you know, wheels and tires that I had, you know, squeezed on there. You know, I had some... For the engine that was in there, I actually had some stuff. And then later I wanted to swap in a 3S GTE from an MR2. That's a whole other story. Bottom line is, when you got to the parking lot, the interesting part about it was when you left. Like, people were so gassed up. They were so gassed up that I remember people, like, I mean, everybody was doing a burnout. I mean, I didn't, but, like, everybody was doing a burnout.
Doing burnouts, racing on the highway.
They were fleeing the thing. I mean, it looked like this bug-out thing, and...
It looked like one of the scenes in the movies.
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy, and I remember thinking to myself...
That opening scene where all the cars are leaving from...
I remember thinking to myself, like, man, everybody's... Well, apparently that was a big thing that happened across the board... At like every movie theater when they show the movie, because the next weekend, for most of the night movie times,
mm-hmm.
there was cops in the parking lot.
Wow,
it was really funny. Anyhow,
that's funny.
Sorry. So Fast and Furious, the first. The fourth Fast and Furious.
The fourth one, I would say, is up there for me. But talking about that, actually, it's pretty funny. I feel like that's been a continuing thing for every single Fast and Furious movie. I don't know if it's as serious as that one, but I definitely feel like anyone that I've gone to see, it almost looks like there's a car meet in the parking lot.
Maybe with a car meet thing. I think the energy of something that we were doing, right? And at the time, it wasn't so evolved.
Right.
It had made it to the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, you know, there was a lot of... I remember watching it and being like, oh, I don't know about that or about this. But, you know it's a movie. But
yeah.
It had you so, like... It's true. Like, you left there and you put your Ja Rule soundtrack on and you just... It's true. All right. So, anyhow. So that one. What else you got?
I thought we were going to go back and forth. All right.
We can. What are you going to do?
All right, well, being that, you know, these are the only ones I've seen.
Okay.
So the second one, I would say, is the second one in the franchise.
Sorry.
Are you yawning at my second joke?
The second one in the franchise. So now you're saying Fast Furious 2.
Mm-hmm. Too Fast, Too Furious.
All right. The one with Tyrese. Okay.
Oh,
it's Tyrese. All right, that's your favorite movie. All right. Okay. What else you got? I feel we're moving through these a little quicker. your street cred just went down a little bit. All right, let's keep going.
I don't think it was there to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for that one.
No.
But
no. There's somebody out there.
Everyone out there is probably like, why isn't the first one your number one
pick? Well, because it did resonate with you. It's too old.
Yeah, that's why. It doesn't resonate. Like, it's cool. I love seeing, like, how it was then, but it doesn't really resonate with me.
Yeah.
But the first one's actually the third one on my list,
okay.
I have to say.
So basically right now, your list is all Fast and Furious movies.
You said, what's our favorite?
I understand. I'm not criticizing you for that. That's your favorite.
I opened this with saying I haven't seen any other car movies aside from.
Okay. So which one of the Fast and Furious is your next movie?
Nah, I would say that's it. I mean, the other ones are all really good. I saw all the following ones after 4 in theaters also. I think they're all really good, but like top out of all of them, like favorites.
Yeah.
I would say those, but I do enjoy up to seven.
If we ever do boxing movies, he's going to have 1 through 74 Rocky.
Rocky, yeah.
All right, I guess I'll get into some of mine now. And I know that he's probably never even heard of some of these. But here's what I'll say. If you've seen some of these, let me know what you think.
This is off the top of my head. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe you'll say one or two. I'm like, oh, wow, I actually have seen that movie.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
We'll see.
If you've seen some of these, you know, let people know what you think about it. However, if you haven't seen some of these, even though some of them are older movies, I would say go give them a watch because you may find them as car people to be entertaining. Now, there's going to be one movie that I'm not going to mention that I would have put on my list up till a few months ago. And if you are friends with our friend B is for Build, you'll know why I'm not mentioning the movie. So going to be somebody in there that's going to say, what about this movie? I want you to know I'm omitting it on purpose because I really, part of these movies is the fact that I feel like there's something about being a car guy and watching car movies. And that seemed to take a lot of the joy out of it for me when I realized what had happened. Now, that's been happening for a while, so it's not a new thing. But specifically now, I just feel like movies, you know, things should support. The franchise of Fast and the Furious, they seem to really get into the automotive level by bringing on consultants like guys like RJ Devera and Craig Lieberman and people that were legitimately interwoven into the scene. Right. And Paul Walker was a notable, car guy. So I felt like even when the things were a little bit off in the movie, there was a lot of,
things that were kind of accurate.
Well, I'm not talking about accuracy, but there was you understood it was a movie, but there was a lot of things that happened, where you knew that, all right, it was Hollywood, but there was real car blood running through those movies.
Right.
Right. All right, so I'm going to say, I'm not putting these in any order, so it's not like my favorite to least favorite, but Fast and Furious 1, of course, is on my list.
Nice.
It was, like, honestly, it is still my favorite one because of, as corny as it sounds, the amount of sentimental things that it means to me. It was, like, really big for us to, like, feel
is,
like...
Is it because the not the opening scene, but one of the opening scenes is an eclipse?
No, it's not. But I will tell you that there was... Because if you're an eclipse guy, you'll know that the fact that they used a non-turbo 420A car, but then had the thing turboed and chromed out makes you queasy. But Fast and Furious 1 was just an epic thing for our industry and did such an amazing job at pushing that whole scene to such a mainstream level. And so it really just holds a super special spot in my heart, right? Okay. Let's see here. So, again, no order to some of these. I like historical movies, especially when they're true. Right?
Okay.
And there is this great movie that if you've never seen it, it's called Tucker.
Never heard of it.
Tucker was a man that came up with an idea to develop his own car line. And he started out, and the car was super innovative for its time. And it's a story of Tucker and how he developed this car line and how it really never came to fruition. And even now, technically, if I remember correctly, there was about 50 Tuckers produced. And what ended up happening after these Tuckers were produced was that they technically were all prototypes. So I don't think they really ever classified as production vehicles. They're super rare. They're super expensive now. If you can even find any that are any ones that are surviving, they're usually magazines. I'm sure that like Jay Leno probably has one or something. But like they're really interesting cars. They had movable headlights and... some interesting things like in the passenger footwell, they had the dash, like if you go under the dash and recess into the footwell, mm-hmm. The footwell was super deep. The idea was they thought that if you had a crash, you would just duck under the dash, But there was a lot of luxury items in the car. Anyhow, so the movie is very, very cool. And if you're a car person in general, go check it out. I think it's a great movie. One of the other movies I really like, it's this movie called Gung Ho.
Gung Ho.
And it had Michael Keaton
Sounds
in it.
Sounds familiar.
It had Michael Keaton in it. And it was a it was an 80s movie that was about a Japanese car company coming over to America to bring their car brand here. And they hired local, you know, automotive workers and stuff like that. And they opened up a plant like in, you know, in middle America, like Pennsylvania or something like that.
Right.
And how they opened up these things and the clash between the cultures and how at the time, you know, Japanese cars were knocked pretty heavily for their quality.
Mm-hmm.
But also in Japan, a lot of them were, you know, they took that stuff very seriously. Anyhow, it's a very funny, very entertaining movie. It's a little outdated as far as the types of cars and their qualities, but it's a pretty funny watch, and it's a good watch. So
once we're done with this, and once people comment below, yeah, you're not going to see me for like a week because I'm going to binge all of the movies.
Yeah. So Gung Ho is one of the movies I really enjoy. I just saw this movie not too long ago, and that was Ford versus Ferrari.
I just saw an ad for that. Yep. Is it on Netflix? Or
I saw it on Amazon. No, I saw it on HBO. I'm not sure.
It's on somewhere. Mm-hmm. I literally just saw it on something.
Yeah. So you may say, well, why didn't I go to the movie theater to see it? Well, I have two kids, and I apparently go into the movie theater unless you're watching some animated dog run across. It doesn't happen anymore. But I watched it the other night, and I thought the movie was really great. It's full. Again, it's another historical type movie. I like that because I feel like I'm really not only learning, but I'm getting to know kind of the story. And if you don't know, it's basically the story of Carroll Shelby and how his battle against Ferrari when Ford came to him to basically help them engineer a race program to bring their cars.
Oh, wow.
It was a very well done movie, and it was you know, it was really interesting. So
I enjoy watching stuff like that. I haven't watched full length like actual quote unquote movies, but like I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube that. Just, you know, history of stuff.
Right.
How cars started out, how the company started out, how they're manufactured, designed, stuff like that. It's interesting to see where it comes from.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And I think these movies do a good job about it. Kind of following that same line, I think, is the movie Rush. That was a story of, like, Niki Lauda and now his name is escaping me, but the battle of the F1 drivers and what F1 was like back in the 70s. And it's a great story, and they do a really good job. And, again, it's about racing. It's about cars. But if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's a really good movie. Let's see. Moving through, I actually made a list of some of these because I was trying to make sure I didn't forget any and go, which movies were they? I think from a car point of view, you know, I don't know that it's, if you don't mention the movie Smokey and the Bandit, like you're not really, because that was like a car type movie that really was like popular, had a cult following. So anyhow, I'm mentioning it. I don't know that it's like my favorite movie, but it definitely deserves well, and it deserves to be a lot of people's favorite movies. Same way your Fast and Furious 1 didn't resonate with you. Smokey and the Bandit was like before me.
Yeah.
So I've seen it. I think it's a good movie. It's a fun movie. It's a car movie. But it's totally worth putting into the list. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's
never heard of it.
All right. I'm going to save one for last. But so going into the next part of this is Days of Thunder. He's never seen that yet.
Scott's gonna end the podcast because I've never seen any of these films. I hope you know this is how conversations go with most of my friends. Have you ever seen this movie? No. What?
Days of Thunder was a movie about stock car racing, and it had Tom Cruise in it, and it was just interesting. It's kind of like a NASCAR-y type of movie, but it was a little bit behind the scenes with drivers and different things like that. I always thought it was a pretty cool movie. And when I was, the last time I was, not the last time, when I was younger, I had went to Universal and they had a Days of the Thunder ride and everything. So
yeah,
that was cool. Okay.
Tom Cruise.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah, I know who. I know who Tom Cruise.
Just want to make sure. You know?
I'm trying to think of the movie.
I understand. You can Google it later.
I will.
So I think the last movie here that I'm going to mention is actually probably a movie that almost nobody saw, and I think the movie is borderline not great at all.
What should be the one movie on your list? I know.
it's a movie that a lot of people probably would not have seen because the movie really wasn't intended to be here in the U.S. The movie stars Jackie Chan, and the movie is called Thunderbolt. Now, let me tell you why I like the movie. Yes, it's subtitles. Yes, they did dub it to American voices.
Is that?
But you still see it's.
Is that
clear.
The one where he's driving the yellow Evo?
Yeah,
I've seen clips of it.
So I like Thunderbolt because it has a little bit of that Japanese type culture. They're really based in Hong Kong. So they anyhow. But so basically, I like the movie. For a lot of reasons, it's got some really cool 90s Japanese cars in the movie. They have FDR X7s and Evo, I'm going to say Evo 1s, 2s, 3s, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, I think in the clips I've seen, he's like tearing down the mountain in an Evo 3.
Yeah, it's like a, and it might even be earlier than that, but it was definitely in that vintage. And there's some cool things, and you see some, you know, some Japanese parts in the background or whatever, but I just like it because I feel like it was our type of cars. And if you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but Jackie Chan is a legitimate like Japanese car guy. He has had a collection of Evos.
Oh, wow.
Like all the way through like Evo 8 and stuff like that. Maybe he has a 10, I don't know. But he definitely had 8s and 7s and 5s and 4s and 3s. And I mean, the whole thing. And he really raced them. So as a hobby. So it's interesting to me, and the movie always was fun for me to watch. I don't know that I would say it's a riveting movie, but it was a fun watch.
Wow, that's actually the one movie you mentioned that
you actually saw.
Well, that I actually knew about.
So I think that's my. I'm trying to make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah, that's really my favorite car movies list. I want to know what your favorite car movies are. We already know Nick. He has basically, what, 8 or 10 movies, which is every Fast and Furious that's ever built.
I think I fell asleep watching 8.
Yeah.
I did not go see the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
I did. Well, no, I didn't go see it, but I watched it on...
I didn't. I've seen like one or two clips of it on YouTube.
Expecting it to be, but...
I've never seen them. The new one was supposed to come out this year.
They pushed it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pushed it back because of the coronavirus.
John Cena in it?
I have no idea. So that was my list. I guess that was Nick's list of favorite car movies. Tell me which car movies I missed, and let's see if there's any that I need to go watch. I might have seen some of them, but...
Have you ever seen the Initial D movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? I think... I don't remember when it was. It was a while ago. It was on Netflix. I started watching it.
Yeah.
And like, I was doing a whole bunch of other things, and I eventually just didn't get to finish it.
So there was the Initial D movie. There was this movie called Dial. I don't know. Something like that. But there was another movie called Red Line, which is funny enough because I think Red Line was the initial name the Fast and Furious 1 was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a movie called Need for Speed. So there's a bunch of other car movies that I just don't know that they made my car list.
Right.
So if you have ones that you think like, hey, people should watch this, throw them in the comments below. Really interested to see what your thoughts are.
I think I did see Need for Speed.
But if you're like an educational car guy, like if you really like to know the history of things, go check out that Tucker movie. It's a cool story. It really is. It's a cool story. You know, I think it's going to be the equivalent. Well, no, because he's successful. But what I'm saying is, like, this may be the equivalent. You know what else is a good movie? I just thought of it right here. The movie about the guy that developed the windshield wiper motor, the intermittent windshield wiper.
That's interesting.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Nope. I mean,
I think Gary Sinise was the star of the movie. Anyhow, that was a good movie too, and I don't remember what it was, but
Google it.
Right, but these two stories, they're pretty cool. The Tucker story is pretty cool, and I think that, you know, years from now, we may see a movie about Elon Musk and what this whole thing has meant, whatever. I think it'd be a crazy story.
If you'd like to see Koenig produce a film on Elon Musk, comment below.
We don't even remotely have the budget to do justice.
What are we talking about? What we need is a camera. We'll be fine. We'd have
the same Model 3 that we would use and pretend it's whatever. No, we can't do that.
We can do it. We'll make it happen. If you guys want to see it happen, let us know.
Think about it. How cool would it be to watch the guy not only develop SpaceX and the car company and battle all the OEs that were fighting him to be able to sell his cars,
he's probably already got tons of people messaging him to start something like this.
All the technology and the innovation that he's done, the solar panels and this thing, the other thing. But then, on top of it, weird scenes that you'd get in that movie, like when they launch that Roadster, the Tesla Roadster, into space, and it's still out there floating around somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, anyhow. So let us know what your list is. Let's recap on a few things that you need to know about if you've gotten this far.
Right.
First, if you've gotten this far, thank you. It's nice to...
Thank you for not clocking out when I... said Fast and Furious 1 wasn't my all-time favorite.
I agree. also, make sure you throw that thumbs up and subscribe if you're not. Please make sure that if you're interested in possibly getting a set of wheels, that you go check out last week's podcast. It has the giveaway information in it. There's even some hints and some questions. People have started to comment on some things down below. It's really, give yourself a chance at winning a set of wheels.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Go do it, you know?
All you got to do is answer a few questions.
Tell your boys, tell your friends, you know, get them all in there and take a shot. Yeah. This Friday, we should have a piece of content out. That is going up. If you have not been watching the Koenig Kickbacks, please do. It's something new we're trying, but they're pretty interesting, and they're an automotive news recap show that we put up every week.
Right.
And we try to cover some of the things that are happening. So check that out. It goes up every Tuesday. This goes up every Wednesday. And as always, we are live on at least Instagram. At 3 p.m. Instagram. On 3 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Something's wrong with Scott's phone. So his Facebook thing.
And I've gotten to the bottom of it. This, I think today when we do it, we'll use somebody else's phone. But yeah, there's two mics in the phone. We don't need to talk about this on the podcast. Well, anyhow.
We'll figure it out later.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We will catch you back here next Wednesday. And I don't know. We hope you have a good week. Take care of yourself.
Peace.